morning. We're so glad that you're worshiping with us this morning at South Norfolk Baptist Church. Our ushers are here at the front, and they'd like to give you a card to fill out if you're visiting with us today. If you are visiting, would you raise your hand, please? Raise your hand. Don't be bashful. The balcony or on the bottom floor. We're glad that each of you are here this morning. Fill out the card, please, and put it in the offering plate when it is passed by you. We are glad that you are here this morning with us, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from being in our service today. I would like to share some announcements with you. Today at 6 o'clock, our Sow a Seed Outreach Project, which is a project in preparation for our crusade of April 19 to 24, those of you who are interested in being or in visiting, if you would come to this meeting at 6 o'clock, that means all of you are invited. And if you are interested in being a part of this outreach project, if you'll meet here at 6 o'clock in Fellowship Hall, Truman Close, our outreach director, will be meeting with you and sharing some of his ideas, and it'll give you a time to share some of yours if you have some insight into our outreach program. So that's at 6 o'clock. That's a plea for all those of you who are interested in reaching out to those in our community and to those who are on our Sunday school rolls or church rolls who are not active. On Tuesday, the youth Bible study at 7:30. An extra treat for you kids at 7 o'clock is a spaghetti supper. So you'll be here at 7 o'clock and then Bible study at 7:30. On Wednesday night is our Sunday school supper at 6 o'clock. I need for you to sign up on my door if you're planning on being here. The menu tops off with fried chicken. So all of you like fried chicken. So if you'll come at 6 o'clock, but you need to sign up first. And if you sign up, you need to be here. But we do want a big crowd, and it's during the time you'll hear some of our plans for a revival coming up. And at 6:30, then your departments can get together and meet for your monthly planning meetings. And as you'll remember, prayer meeting and RAs and GAs and ACT teams that follow. On Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, our association will be in their time of spring meeting, and they'll meet at Thalia Lynn Baptist Church. So if you'd like to go out to that church and meet and be in some business and some preaching together at Thalia Lynn, you're invited also for our annual spring meeting at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. And our Annie Armstrong goal is 1850. We're not there yet. Right now, as of through Sunday school, we have $1,446.09. So we've still got some time to meet that goal, but we have not reached it yet. So you pray as to what you feel like the Lord is leading you to give to the Annie Armstrong Home Easter offering. Thank you, and we are glad that you are here this morning.
Eternal God, we know that thou art light, and this morning we desire light because we know how dreadful it is to walk in darkness. Bless each of us and light up our pathways today and help us to see very clearly what God wants us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing together hymn number 240. I ask you to take a hymnal and turn with me to 240 as we stand together and sing, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Be seated.
In your Bibles, you will turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. We come to the book that has so much truth for the church today. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, and no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And thirdly, I will write upon him my new name. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word to this church, Philadelphia. Will you unite with us in a season and a moment of prayer? This will be your opportunity to lift up some need which you have upon your heart today in prayer. Father, we thank thee that as the night fades away and the dawn of a new day, and the richness of almost this noon hour today, we find ourselves in the house of God. There are a lot of places we might be, but there is no place that affords us such a blessing as being here in fellowship one with another and in worship of Almighty God. We pray, our Father, that somehow you would come and touch our hearts. Help us to be ready to listen to what thy word might be. And may each individual today discover from this service some new insight into their lives that will help them in whatever that need might be. This world is full of burdens and troubles, and we are not exempt. Somehow, we feel we have more than our share. But we know that here today, these burdens can be lifted if we will find our way to Calvary. Now be with the sick and those that need thee very much this hour. And quicken us that we might hold fast to the faith which you have given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask it. Amen.
The offertory hymn is 269. 269 as we stand together and sing.
As we bring the things of our hands, we pray that you would dedicate them to your glory. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Thank you.
Church of the Open Door. 28 miles south of Sardis was the city of Philadelphia, founded by the king of Pergamos, Attalus II, whose other name was Philadelphus. And the name of the city was after his name. The location of this city is a place that Jesus said, "I have set an open door